Drawing Whistler's Mother, after arrangement in gray and black, number 1, 1871. He began in black, mimicking the Thames frozen and dark in the locks where the jewel weeds stilled, as though wind itself could sleep inside a portrait without time, without teasing those green digits to life. The summer muggy and locusts on every damned thing. Imagine the guilt of seeing her honestly, her whole body helpless with wrath. He wanted her to look as she did, an unforgiving flash flood that threatens to envelop levees, wet the walls in black mold like the skin of a hemophiliac, where bruises command whole flanks along the hands. Her coughs were bats in the chimney, their slack skin pattered the studio like a weak pulse. As he learned to work diurnal, dawn gloves thrust a frock over her bowed head to conceal her landscape of moles. Those final days harnessing her like a trained oxen, a choking smell of ether flumed the house, smothering till what could he do but hold his nose? What wounds work this heart, these joints like raving mouths, he swore, flesh alone testifies.